AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a preliminary injunction blocking President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The president has called it a magnet for illegal immigration. Birthright citizenship makes anyone born on American soil a U.S. citizen. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Trump is planning even higher tariffs on Canada.
President Trump sent his latest tariff letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It says he's raising import taxes on goods from Canada to 35%. That, of course, tops the 25% tariffs Trump first imposed in March. They were allegedly aimed at getting Canada to crack down on fentanyl smuggling, despite the relatively modest trafficking in the drug. Though Trump also expressed frustration with the U.S. trade deficit with Canada, that largely reflects American oil purchases. In his letter, Trump writes, "The flow of fentanyl is hardly the only challenge we have with Canada," which he says has many tariff and non-tariff policies and trade barriers. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with China's foreign minister in Malaysia today. U.S.-China tensions are growing over issues including trade, security, and China's support for Russia's war in Ukraine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called for funds for new warning systems and communications in flood-prone areas. More than 120 people have died and over 170 are still missing after last week's floods in central Texas. Ford is recalling more than 850,000 cars across the U.S. because of the low-pressure fuel pump inside the vehicle, which they say could fail, causing the engine to stall while driving and increasing the risk of a crash. Ford plans to send out notification letters to affected owners starting next Monday. This is AP News. Mahmoud Khalil has filed a multi-million-dollar suit against the Trump administration.
Former Columbia University student and pro-Palestinian protester Mahmoud Khalil tells the Associated Press no one should have to go through what he went through, so he's using his arrest and detainment by the Trump administration to set an example.
What they did to me is they tried something. It failed. But still, the harm is already there. So unless they feel that there is some sort of accountability for that, they would continue to go unchecked.
Khalil is a legal U.S. resident. He was not accused of breaking any laws during protests at Columbia, but the Trump administration has said non-citizens who participate should be expelled for what it deems anti-Semitic views. It is appealing Khalil's release. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.